Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, stop in to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the eighth day of the month of Menachem Av. Tonight is Tisha B'Av, maybe one that's filled with simcha and joy and geula and Yeshua, and that we all find ourselves in Yerushalayim. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for: Chaya, Yal, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, and Tinok ben Fiona Sara. May each of them and all of those in need of a refuah have a refuah shalema. And for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, we're on the call, those davening for a shidduch for themselves, for others, davening for those hoping and yearning for children, for parnasa, for chizik, whatever the reason, for whatever the purpose, may all of our tefillos, may all of our prayers be answered, latova, for good. Additionally, please keep in mind those who are still being held captive: Arvin Itanel, Ben Sona, Siona, unjustly held in Iran, and of course our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Rael Blumenthal of BRS West, Boca Raton Synagogue West, in Boca Raton, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. I want to thank Rabbi Blumenthal especially for joining us on a Erev Tisha B'Av, which I imagine is a very busy day for all, and I want to thank him for making the time to be with us today. Divrei Chizuk will be followed by Rabbi Blumenthal slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Blumenthal will lead us in our three Mishaberach for the brave soldiers, for the Shavuyim. And Rabbi Blumenthal will conclude with the Mishaberach Acholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call or reminder email. You may notice that we changed the format a little bit on the bottom to make the names of those whom we are davening for a little bit more clear and easier to read. You can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. One last note before bringing on Rabbi Blumenthal. We will not have a program tomorrow. However, we will resume again on Wednesday at 1 p.m., again with our hopes that doing so will be from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Blumenthal.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali. It's a strange time to be speaking to you all. It's Erev Tisha B'Av, yeah, for us in Chutz La'aretz. And I want to try to focus just for a moment on what this moment is in time for us, for me and you in Chutz La'aretz, because I have no doubt that even though there are certainly people that listen to this call from Eretz Yisrael, they are not doing so right now. Right now, in Eretz Yisrael, Tisha B'Av has already begun. And it strikes me as a unique opportunity for us right now, because the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch writes, and this is in all of the Tidurim, in all of the Kinnas books, the halacha is that in davening tonight, in the Kaddish Shalem, in the full Kaddish that we say at the end of Maariv, we will not be including the words Tizkabel Tzlasahayin Uvasa Dechol Be'Yisrael. We will not say the words asking Hashem to accept our tefillahs and the tefillahs of the entire Jewish people. And the reason for this is because the pasuk tells us in Eicha that on Tisha B'Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not listen to our tefillahs. Sasam tefillasi. Right now, sasam tefillasi. Hashem is not listening to the tillis of the Jewish people on Tisha B'Av. It's ki'ilu Hashem is saying, you must daven, you have to daven, because you're an Eved. You're an Eved Hashem, and you have to daven, but I'm not listening. Today is the day that our tillis are not heard. Today is the day of crying, of tears, of mourning. Today is a day where all of our hopes and dreams are shattered. And that, of course, is very deeply connected to the Parshas HaShavua, where Moshe Rabbeinu demonstrates himself that aspect of Churban, of Sasam Tfilasi, V'eschanan el Hashem be'eitz ahi le'mar, I daven to Hashem, I begged him, I pleaded with him. Chazal tell us 515 tfilas. Moshe Rabbeinu offered, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. No. That's the words of Sasam Tfilasi. Hashem is saying, daven all you like, daven all you must, but it's not going to penetrate. It's not going to work for one day a year. Those tulis are not going to work. And it's a devastating truth that throughout all of the ages, Tisha B'Av has been a day mired in the tragedy and the sadness of Sasam Tfilasi. But you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, Ufaratz the yama v'keinu v'safayna v'enegba, that your children will be scattered across all of the four corners of the globe. And it doesn't sound like a bracha. It doesn't sound like a good thing. I know that there's a good niggun, Ufaratz the yama v'keinu. But ideally, we should not be living in a world of Ufaratza. We should be living in a world of Eretz Yisrael, where the whole Jewish people is living tachas kante ashchina with the Ribbono Shel Olam there. And us there, that's where we should be. And yet in the world of Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, V'ayazar acha ka'afar ha'aretz, your children will be like the dust of the earth and will be scattered to all four corners of the globe. Which means, my dear friends, that hidden within that curse of Golos, of being sent out of Eretz Yisrael, is us living in the United States of America. Us living in Chutz Laaretz is the fact that on the day of Sasam Tfilasi in Eretz Yisrael, right now in Eretz Yisrael, they are not saying Tizkabel Tzulosin of Olsan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot accept their tfilas. But us here right now in the United States of America, wherever you are, from East Coast to West Coast, it is not yet Tisha B'Av. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still listening to my tillus and to your tillus. He's listening. At Mincha today, we will be saying, Tizkabel tzulos ha'ano v'ozen d'chol beis Yisrael, accept all of the tillus. And somehow or another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to those tillus. Even though Chazal tell us that all of our tillus pass through Yerushalayim. And according to some of the Midrashim, pass through Hebron after they pass through Yerushalayim. Our tillus all go through Eretz Yisrael, and somehow or another, though the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are not able to get their tillus through, right now, at this minute, our tillus are making their way through. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov Avinu, that's each and every one of us, that because there are Jews around the globe, because Ufaratzta Yama Vakeinu Vasafayna Vanegba, there will always be Jews that will be listened to, even on Tisha B'Av. Even on Tisha B'Av. Even if our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael are under an immense amount of pressure, a looming threat of genocidal anti-Semitic megalomaniacs that are trying to destroy our Teino HaKadosha, to destroy our Medina. Even though we still have brothers and sisters in tunnels in Gaza, and as we have tragically learned, not just in tunnels, but in civilian residences, that the world is turning a blind eye to and a deaf ear to their cries, Sasam Tfilasi. Even though their tfilas might not be heard right now, our tfilas are. Which means that for the next 6 or 7 hours, or 8 or 9 hours, please God, we should not have to worry about Tisha B'Av tonight. But for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael that have already begun the time, they're already fasting. Our tefillahs right now help them more than we could ever possibly imagine. We are the only Jews in the world whose tefillahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to right now. Which means that if we're worried about an Iranian attack, and if we're worried about the safety and security of our chayalim, and if we are worried about the hostages and their families, and those that are waiting for their children and their parents and their grandchildren and their grandparents and their uncles and aunts and their neighbors to come home, if we are worried about them, as we all are, then our tefillahs are the ones that are going to count right now. It is within our power to hold off any tzaras from this Tisha B'Av, because our tefillahs will be answered. Our tefillahs are being heard right now in Shemayim. Which means that when we say these Pirkei Tehillim, and when we say these Mishaberachs, when we say these tefillahs right now, davening for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, not for ourselves, for them, that they should be safe, that they should be secure. What we are doing is undoing the damage that was done at the Churban Bayisheni, where Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael and didn't get along with each other. If what we can do right now in this moment is to show, even in a world of Arasta, Yama, Vakedma, Safayna, Vanegva, that we are scattered all across the globe, but Libi v'Mizrach, I'm just davening for my brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Even though we are not physically there, we are emotionally there, we are mentally there, we are spiritually there. If we can do that, then it's undoing the damage of the Churban, that is davening for the Binyan, Beis HaBechira, the building and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And these are the tefillahs that are going to make their way through. This is the loophole, the back door to the world of Sasam Tfilasi. It's us. We're holding out. We're holding off against those missiles, against those attacks, against those terrorists, Yimach Shemam V'Zichra. Our tefillahs are penetrating to the highest echelons of Shemayim, breaking through even where our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael might not be heard right now. And so more than ever before, while we say this Pirkei Tehillim, we should know that they're being heard. The entirety of Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of the Malachi Asharis are turning their attention to us. We're the ones that are making a difference. We're the ones that are being heard. And if our lives all depend, as they do, on the issue of Eretz Yisrael, and our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael pulling down Shefa Bracha and Hatzlacha every day of the year for us, for the whole world. Right now, for these next few hours, is our opportunity to give back. To give back in the world of Tefillah. And so we begin with Tehillim Perchaf, the 20th parak of Tehillim, L'manatzeach Mizmor L'David. L'manatzeach Mizmor L'David. Yanecho Adinoi B'yoyim Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitziyoine Yisadecha Yizkar Kol Minchesecha V'elasecha Yidash Nesela Yitein Elecha Chilvavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimolei Niraninu Mishu Asecha, O Vishem Eloheinu Nidgal, Imale Adinai Kol Mishalaitecha Ata Yadati Yashia Adinai Meshichai Yanehu Mishmei Kadeshai Bigvurai Yeshai Yiminai Eile Varechem Ve'eile Vesusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adinai Aleihenu Nazkir Heima Koru V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisaidad Adinai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu B'Yoyim Kareinu Mizmor LeDavid Psalm 23 Mizmor LeDavid Adinai Ro'i LaYechzor B'Nai Steshe Yarvitzeni Almei Menuchoi Tinaleini Nafshi Yoshev Yanchini V'Maglei Tzedek L'Man Shemai Gam Ki Eilech B'Gei Tal Maves Lo'i Irara Ki Ata Imadi Shivtecha Mishantecha Heima Yenachamoni Tareich Lefanai Shulchan Enege Tererai Dishanta V'Shemen Eroi Shikai Sirevaya Ach Taiv V'Chesed Yerdefoni Kol yemei chayai Veshavti veveis adenai Le'ayrech yomim Tilim Kufchof Aleph Psalm 121 Shir lama'alai Esa inai el ha'arim Me'ayin yavai Ezri Ezri me'im adenai Ha'ise shomayim Varets Al yitein elamot raglecha Al yanum shenerecha, hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adinai shenerecha, adinai yitzilcha al yad yiminecha, yoimam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach balayela. Adinai yishmarecha mikorat, Yishmar es nashecha Adinai yishmair Tzitzcho v'yecha Me'ata v'yad olam Tehillim Kuf Lamed Psalm 150 Shir ha'malai Mimai makiv Krasicho Adinai Adinai Shema v'kvili Tiena uznecha gashuvais L'kol tachanunai Im avinoi tishmaya adinoi mi amoin ki machas licha lemnan tivarei ki vizi adinoi kivsa nafshi velidvarai haichalti nafshi adinoi mishamirim labayker shamirim labayker yachel yisrael el adinoi ki adinoi achesed vabeim oisadus V'hu yivdes Yisrael mikoil avonoisov. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Maskil leDavid, v'yosari b'mara tefilah. Koili el Adinai ezak, koili el Adinai ezkanan. Eshpoich lefanav tichi tzorasi, lefanav agin. Mizatef alai ruchi, vata yadata nesivasi, bai ravzu alich talanu fachlihi. Habeit yamin rei, vein li makir, havad manas mimeni, ein dereis benafshi. Zakti elecho adinai, amarti ata amasi, chelki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi, ki talais miay, hatzileinu yeradvai, ki arato mimeni. Hatsia mimasker nashi, l'adaisa shemecha, bi yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmal alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anesunim evatzoro v'shidya, hoimedim ebein bayam uvein bayabasha, amakayim yerachim aleihem v'yotim mitzoro lirvacha, umeafela le'aira, umishivud ligula, ashtov agalov isman koriv, V'noimar, Amen. Mi sheberech l'chayelei tzahal Mishaberach, for the brave men and women of Israel's defense forces, in desperate need of our tefillos, today, tonight, and always. Mishaberach, Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak, V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayelei Tzva Hagana LiYisrael, V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'Omdim Al Mishmar Aratzeinu, V'Arei Eloheinu, מגבול הלבנים ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוי הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני אויבינו הקמים עלינו נידפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמר ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שנינו תחתיהם, ויעטרינו בחסר ישוע ובעטרת נסח חיין, ויקוים בהם הכסוב, כי עדינו אלוהיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. משברך לשבויים, pray for the hostages, והשם should save them and bring them home, not just במהרה בימינו, but right now. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomoy Hu Yivarech V'Yishmar V'Yimsar Es Nedarei Tzva Hagana LiYisrael U'Shvuyav V'Es Kol Achinu Hanesunim B'Tzara V'Shivya Ba'Avur Shekol HaKal HaKadosh Hazeh Mispalel Ba'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yotiyem Mechoshech V'Tzal Mavet U'Mesreseihem Yinatek U'Mimitzukeseihem Yoshiyem וישיבם במהרה לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדינוי חסדיו נפלסיו לבני אדם, וקויימה בהם המקרא שכסוב, ופתויי אדינוי ישובון, ובאו ציון מרינו ושמחה סלם על ראשם. ששן ושמחה יסיגו ונעשה יגיין להנחה, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך החלם, איפה דו ישראל? Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomoy Hu Yivarech V'Yirape Es Acholim U'Vesecham. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם לרפוסם, להחזיקם, להחיוסם, ישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלהם מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם, בסך שאר חי לישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, אשתה בגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Blumenthal. I imagine like everyone has been listening, deeply, deeply touched by your remarks. Felt shivers going down my spine as you were speaking. Really spoke to collectively, to our neshama. And let's do our part over these next few hours. Emir Hashem will bring in a Tisha B'Av that will be remembered forever. Emir Hashem, only good things to come for Klal Yisrael. We look forward to having you back on the program, Emir Hashem, in the near future, Rabbi Blumenthal. And for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. We need to, wishing everyone an easy and meaningful fast.